Hello, thank you for listening to my Spring Austera tarot card pull. If you are listening to this, you have picked card pile number 3. This reading was intended to bring in some of that spring energy as we move towards the spring equinox this week, just in a few days. Austera is traditionally a deity goddess connected to spring energy and connected to growth and rebirth. So I think it's just such a great time to take advantage of this possible message for you. But just the shift of seasons as we consider spring cleaning, clearing out of the things that we don't need as we plant the seeds for our growth and abundance and manifestation. So I'll speak a little bit to that, but please feel free to look up this card online. This deck is based on the traditional tarot, so any traditional tarot meanings that you find online will be applicable. And I encourage you to do a little research if you want to do a deeper dive. You may have asked a specific question or just a general what you need to know moving into this spring. So I'll keep it general, but a little bit towards spring energy as well. Okay, here we go. I don't know what this last card is. Very excited, but always a little nervous. Okay, here. And just a reminder, I don't read them upside down or reversed, just right side up. But if I do happen to pick it reversed, I will let you know in case you want to look up that meaning as well. Okay. Ooh, interesting. Okay. And this one I did pull reversed, which of course I had to say that, and then there we are. I have grown to really love this card, although anyone that's done cards with me often, especially tarot, knows that this card's a bit of a, especially for one friend of mine, it haunts you sometimes, but it's a very important card. It has, in my opinion, a big messages to share for us when it comes up. So the Two of Swords is the card I am referring to. So we have Minor Arcana, and I did flip this reversed. Two of Swords, interesting. I don't really feel like the reversed meaning is much different. So it'll be interesting what it says in the book here by these authors. So Swords is our suit of air, of mental energy, of the mind. So whenever we see swords, we think of cutting through reality easily, ideally, right? Easily and with clean, precise movements and intentions. So there's that clarity and that precision and focus that we find with the swords. Now, the Two of Swords represents duality, represents a choice. So there's a path forward in this beautiful picture, but we have to really determine which sword we're going to carry with us as we move forward on this path. Is it going to be the one on the left or the right? Is there going to be a lot of procrastination? Is there going to be anxiety around making this choice, this decision? Or are we going to trust our instincts and trust that sacred masculine energy within us and just lead forward? Let the heart tell the mind how to move forward with assertiveness and confidence. So the Two of Swords is definitely suggesting that you have a choice to make, that there is a decision that requires both your instincts and your focus and dedication to move forward in a good way. It's a pretty simple, straightforward card. So I'm going to jump right to the book and read the explanation from here. If you're listening to this, I definitely suggest you consider the things, the choices you might have to make in your life. And with spring being here, is there something you've been kind of procrastinating on that you need to do? Like, is there something in your life where you've been thinking, oh, I should just register for this? Maybe it's a trip or a class or no wedding ceremony, anything that you just have to really commit to a date or a time or a plan, but you've been procrastinating about it. Or sometimes it's just that freedom that comes from mentally deciding something, like committing to yourself mentally. I am going to move into spring with a commitment to daily self-care routine for myself. 30 minutes of something that brings me joy every day. Maybe it's something just that simple, but impactful. Okay, so the book here, Two of Swords, Stalemate, Indecision, Hindered Emotions, Avoidance. The blindfolded Stellar's Jay sits in its nest, which is balanced precariously between two swords. This card depicts the way in which we sometimes blind ourselves to external forces in order to avoid pain and difficult choices. It warns that indecision is not a permanent solution, but a superficial salve. I love that. I'm going to say that one more time. We blind ourselves to external forces in order to avoid pain and difficult choices. It warns that indecision is not a permanent solution, but a superficial salve. So if you don't know what a salve is, it's like a ointment you would put on a cut or something that might be infected. When we refuse to accept hard truths or let others in, we leave ourselves vulnerable to real danger. If you feel like you're at an impasse or stuck between two opposing forces, this card urges you to open yourself emotionally and intellectually. So I'll just read the reversed, because I did flip it that way. And Two of Swords is interesting because I don't really see a reverse to this card per se. Depending on the context in which this card appears reversed, it may offer a contrasting insight to your past, present, or future. On the one hand, you may have achieved a higher level of clarity and made a difficult decision by tearing off your blindfold. Conversely, you may feel so overwhelmed by emotions and external input that it is hard to think clearly. So the Two of Swords, again, are just encouraging you to make a decision, to pick a path, especially as we move forward into spring. I, as you know, am a big advocate for connecting to Earth and the seasonal shifts that happen and really taking advantage of those, considering we are in animal bodies that are of Mother Earth, came from her and belong to her, and we'll go back to her. We are so deeply connected to our Mother Earth and the elements that we are made up of. I think it makes sense to utilize the seasonal shifts and changes and align with them. So with Two of Swords coming up around, with the intention I set to connect to spring, it really feels like whoever's listening to this should commit to a choice and a path that you feel you need to make. And if you're not sure what that is, ask your higher self in the universe to make that clear to you in the next while. Okay. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a blessed spring.